RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Talk sports hands-free. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio.
On a Friday morning. Hey there, you. It's Gordon Damer with you here on The Fan. With you until 2. The number, of course, you know, 888-808-1019. You can hit me up on Twitter, at Gordon Damer, appropriately enough. Hopefully, you and yours had the best possible Christmas time with family and friends, if that's your type of thing. Hopefully, Santa was good to everybody, you and yours. He certainly was good to Knick fans, and that's where we'll begin on this Friday morning. And look, Christmas Day is kind of the time where the casual basketball fan starts to lock in. And when I say casual basketball fan, am I talking about myself? Yeah, maybe a little bit. You know, I've been aware of what the Knicks are doing, but it feels like when generally you have functioning football teams, you have some other things going on before Christmas Day. But Christmas Day is when the big unveiling comes, and yesterday the Knicks did not disappoint. Rally to beat the Cavaliers, 126-124. Jalen Brunson doing Jalen Brunson things with 34 points. The bench coming through in a big way. Jordan Clarkson was fantastic. Kyler Kolick was fantastic. Mitchell Robinson was fantastic. And the Knicks able to get a win. So they move to 21-9 on the season, 15-2 at home, have won 9 of 11. And look, as the old Chris Rock line was, you don't get credit for what you're supposed to do. This is what the Knicks are supposed to do. Fresh off an appearance last year in the Eastern Conference Finals that did not go the way Knicks fans wanted to. You change the head coach. You come into this year with sky-high expectations, and this is what the Knicks are supposed to do. 21-9 this year. Last year, not that much different. Last year, they were 20-10 at this point. But I think that why you feel better about this group maybe than last year's group, well, a lot of Knicks fans were not Tom Thibodeau fans, and to their credit, they have been right. And to the Knicks organization's credit, they have been right. I say it all the time. The most important scouting any organization does is scouting themselves, knowing themselves better than anybody else. So, look, there was a divide between Knicks fans. There was a large group that wanted Tom Thibodeau out even before the Eastern Conference Finals. Feels like that group has been going strong since Tom Thibodeau got here. But certainly over the years, that group has grown in numbers, but there was also a group that, after the amount of dysfunction and I consider myself in the second group, the amount of dysfunction the Knicks had before Tom Thibodeau got here, you were a little leery of making changes because it could always go wrong. And the thing I liken it to is with the Yankees. Back in the day, there was a time where the Yankees were starting to become really, really good, and they decided to change the manager. And it was absolutely 100% the right call. And what I'm talking about, obviously, is when they fired Buck Showalter and brought in Joe Torre. Was not a very popular move at the time. Felt like the Yankees were going back to the dysfunctional days of George Steinbrenner, making everything about him. But it was absolutely the right call. Now, the Yankees have also done that more recently, and so far it's not been the right call. When they moved off Joe Girardi and brought in Aaron Boone, they were again saying, you know what, we have a better feel for this situation, and by making this move, we are going to unlock the potential of this roster. What is it, 8 years in? We're still waiting for that unlocking. Has not turned out so well. And, you know, look, the Yankees have still been a good team, but there's not a single person in the world who was with the Yankee organization when they made that change that if you ask them, hey, 8 years in, you still will not have won a World Series as a result of this managerial change. Is that considered a success? No one anywhere would say, yeah, that's a success. Now, maybe they would because they're lying to themselves, but we'll get into the Yankees later on. But the Knicks organization, they have read the situation correctly. They read the situation in terms of their roster correctly. They felt like, you know what, we have more usable pieces on this roster than the coach is using. He's not using this roster in the best way possible. And you take a look at the results. Now, it's only 30 games. It's not a full season. The Knicks have not accomplished anything as of yet. But as we're judging this in real time, this has been the right move. And I was somebody who was leery of making a coaching change. And you take a look at yesterday with what Kolek was able to do, what he's been able to do here since he's gotten some real run between the NBA Cup performance. Last five games, he's averaging 12 points, 6 assists, 5 rebounds. He's shooting 50% from the floor, 42% from three. That's one of those pieces that even as a Tom Thibodeau defender, I would have to admit, there's no way Tyler Kolek would be doing this if Tom Thibodeau were here. Forget about being nailed to the bench. He might not even be on the bench. He might still be with the G League. I mean, it's very possible. Now, again, as much excitement as Knick fans are feeling right now, and it is 100% justified, haven't accomplished anything yet. Because there is no team in this town. There might not be another team in sports that has a clearer-cut line in the sand in terms of success or failure than the New York Knicks. The New York Knicks, the only way that they can be successful this year, the only way that you can say that this year was a successful year for the Knicks is if they get to the NBA Finals. Whether you're a Tom Thibodeau defender, whether you are someone who wanted Mike Brown or someone else to be the head coach, that is the only way that the Knicks can consider this year. If they get to the Eastern Conference Finals and lose again, failure. If they get knocked out in the second round, failure. Now, I'm not saying they have to win an NBA title. That's certainly on the table anytime you get to the NBA Finals. But if they were to lose a 7-game series, you could still say, you know what, more progress. They took another step forward. And where this group goes from that point, well, then you might have to readjust things. You might have to readjust the roster at that point. But there is no team that is clear in terms of that has not done it so far. Maybe the Buffalo Bills might be the only other one, right? They have to get to a Super Bowl this year. The Knicks have to get to an NBA Finals this year. And sitting where they're at, this feels like, at least in terms of the regular season, kind of like a set it and forget it. Right? Like, you just know when you turn on a Knick game. Now, look, they're going to lose some games. There's going to be disappointments here and there. But this is going to be a very enjoyable regular season. The one thing I guess you would have to worry about with this group is injuries, because they do have some injury-prone players. Like, what is the state of OG Anunoby going to be come postseason time? Is Mitchell Robinson going to be healthy, given the expert that he is in terms of what he does? He has a very unique skill set, and you saw it on display yesterday with 8 offensive rebounds in, what, 17 minutes? That is the Knick goal this year, and it's the only, it is a clear-cut, black-and-white, set-it-in-stone kind of goal. Reach the NBA Finals this year. And, you know, as I was sitting watching the game yesterday, it feels like this is just what the Knicks are now, right? They're just a really good team. They're competing for the highest goals that you can consider. And the only teams that you're, like, in the Eastern Conference, the Knicks are the team to beat. So then you're just looking at the teams in the West, be it the Spurs, be it the Thunder, be it the Nuggets. Can they beat that team in a 7-game series? But it almost feels like you kind of take it for granted now that the Knicks are just good. And you have to remind yourself sometimes that was not always the case, and it was not always the case not that long ago. So as you sit there and you watch the Knicks yesterday, or you watch the Knicks the rest of this season, I do think it gives you a little bit, maybe a little glimmer of hope for the two football teams. Because as bad as the Jets are, as bad as the Giants are, I don't know that they've been as bad as the Knicks were. If anything, they are as bad. They're not worse. Because the Knicks were not just bad, they were boring, they were dysfunctional, and they were embarrassing. Like, embarrassing both on and off the court. And that's no longer the case. And why is that no longer the case? Because they finally hired the right guy in Leon Rose, and he has come in here and turned this entire situation around. There's no other way to put it. And before that, before these last 5 years or whatever it is, if we had the conversation of the worst owner, not in the NBA, in sports, in all of sports, the number one answer would have been James Dolan. James, you can't win with James Dolan. He's always going to ruin everything. He's always sticking his fat hands into the mix. He's always making his opinion. He doesn't know anything about basketball. It's an impossible situation. And then look at that. All of a sudden, hires the right person, and he's no longer getting... Have you heard any stories about James Dolan being so meddlesome and sticking his nose in where it doesn't... No. And maybe that is because he finally hired the right person, and the Knicks are actually having some success. So to me, that at least gives me a little glimmer of hope. I think it's more for the Giants and the Jets, but let's throw them both into the mix. It's the holiday season. Let's feel good about things. Because you've seen a lot and you've read a lot and I've heard a lot from the fans at 888-808-1019 about how Woody Johnson, worst owner in sports. He's the worst owner in the NFL. You got to get Woody to sell the team. He's a disaster. You can't win with Woody. It's all Woody's fault. And maybe that is true. I don't know. I've heard that the Maras, oh, they're hiring their own family. It's impossible. I mean, the Giants have won Super Bowls with John Mara as the owner. Like, did he all of a sudden become stupid, or is he just not hired the right people? I think it's that he just has not hired the right people, and they're going to be hiring more people after this season. Hopefully a lot of people, not just a coach, but a GM. So as you sit and you watch the Knicks this season, and hopefully this is just the beginning, right? Because again, the goal is clear cut. Don't disappoint. Nobody's going to look back on this season and say, hey, remember on Christmas Day when they rallied to beat the Cavaliers? No. That's not how this works. You get that the first year when you're finally experiencing some success. You can look back in the regular season games and say, hey, remember that? It was a lot of fun. Even though we didn't perform it come postseason time, in the NBA, more so than any sport, you got to perform in the postseason. The NBA is the league where stars win. And if the Knicks are this star-studded team, which it looks like right now, they got to go and show that come postseason time. But at least right now, as you watch this Knicks season, and hopefully it's going to lead to good things once we get into the spring, I think that at least it can provide you just a little bit of hope that maybe it's not as hopeless a situation with the Giants and with the Jets. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. I should tell you, our friends at Town Fair Tire want to remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on brand name tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. All right, let's get some phone calls in here. 888-808-1019. We'll start things off with Kevin in Pearl River. Kevin, first up on the Fan.
All right, Gordon, and we all got an early Christmas gift this year when you came to the Fan. Great addition. You're going to get more airtime in January. I know it. Listen, it was also great to hear Popeye Boyle. What does he do? Popeye only works birthdays and holidays. But anyway, it's been great. Everybody, Merry Christmas. Listen, with the Knicks, I would just say Dolan would be more effective if they got rid of all these salary caps and all this nonsense so that he could spend his money on players. He obviously doesn't know sports. He's more into music. But regardless, if you get rid of all those caps, I think his Knicks would be better off. And players don't want to come into New York. They don't want to play in New York anymore.
And I don't know that that's true anymore. I don't know that that's the case. I think that that was the case because the Knicks were a losing situation. You know, like when the Durant and Kyrie offseason, yeah, you were going to have to build it yourself. And look, there are some parallels between what the Knicks have done and what the Giants and Jets have to do. And I would say for the Jets specifically, you're going to have to build it yourself. You know, for so long, the Knicks got caught up in this idea, well, we just need to get superstars here. We just have to go out and get a couple of superstars, throw them in, like Carmelo Anthony, the pursuit of Kevin Durant. We just have to get a superstar. It's a superstar-driven league. We'll get a couple of superstars, and that'll fix everything. And they finally took the right approach after losing out on KD and Kyrie that offseason. And now, look, they went out and they brought in Julius Randle. But they finally started to realize, hey, you know what? We're going to have to build this ourselves. There are no shortcuts along the way. So when you look at the Jets offseason, there's going to be a lot of reports. There already have been. Because what's the question with the Jets this offseason? Who the heck are they going to get to play quarterback? So when Joe Burrow announced, you know, basically that he's unhappy with his situation with the Cincinnati Bengals, you hear Jeff, maybe we could trade for Joe Burrow. There was that report about Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson might be available this offseason. Maybe the Jets can get Lamar Jackson. No, no. You got to build it yourself. If you're telling me you got the right people in place and you like the fact that the Jets decided to basically cash in the chips on this season and trade away Quinnen Williams and trade away Sauce Gardner, and now you have all the resources that you need to be successful, go out and build it yourself. You can't take shortcuts. So I don't buy that players don't want to play here in New York. The Knicks don't have the availability to make those changes right now in terms of a big star. Like when the conversation popped up about Giannis, they don't really have the ability to go out and make a trade like that because they traded in all the resources to build the roster that they did. So they should not be looking to make that move this year. Now, if for some reason this year the Knicks don't make the NBA Finals, they get bounced in the second round for some reason, for whatever reason, that's the time you start looking. But I think that the reports are that Giannis wants to come to the Knicks, but they just don't have the resources to make Milwaukee happy. 888-808-1019. Let's go out to Lawrence is in Oklahoma. Lawrence, what's going on, man?
Hey, thanks for getting my call in. I'm a real big Giants fan, but I watch the Jets as well. And I have to give Woody some credit for at least firing people when they deserve to be fired. It's not easy to get the right coaches in the building. It's not easy to get those people in there to build the team up. And at least the people he's gotten rid of are wrong. And I feel like the Giants took too long with Daboll, and they're going to probably run it back with Shane. And I don't understand why they would do that.
Well, look, I'm a big believer, Lawrence, and thanks for the phone call, that patience is overrated. Patience is like the wins and losses are what matter. And you hear all these other things about, well, we got to build a culture. It takes time. You got to be patient. You can't fire coaches every couple of years. I would just say, all right, let's run it back. Let's see who were the coaches here, either the Jets or the Giants, that didn't succeed simply because they didn't have enough time. So, yes, I would agree with you. The Giants are a very conservative organization. And even the changes that they did make, I don't think that they really wanted to make them, but they were forced to make them, right? Like Joe Judge is the perfect example. It was clear that John Mara didn't want to fire Joe Judge, but then you look at what's going on Sundays with the offense that he's running out there, and what else were you supposed to do? So I would still think, and this is why this weekend is so important, if the Giants end the season losing what it would be 11 in a row, not winning a game since October 9th. October 9th. You haven't won a game since October. I can't imagine a scenario where you would bring back the GM. But that remains to be seen. I don't know that I'd give Woody too much credit. The one thing you could say is at least he's not as bad as hiring head coaches as his brother Chris was, because he hired Adam Gase. Although I guess the jury's still kind of out on Aaron Glenn. Like the first year that Gase, didn't they win like 7 games or something like that? Now, it was all garbage wins, and it was probably the worst thing that could happen because they kept him for a second year and then fired him. But at least right now, Aaron Glenn is still in the running for the worst head coach of the Woody Johnson ownership era. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number. 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll continue to take your Nick phone calls about their win yesterday, how you're feeling about the season as we now head into 2026. Also, did you see the report about what's going on with the Baltimore Ravens? An explosive story about how Lamar Jackson and the organization are getting tired of each other. John Harbaugh is kind of fed up with Lamar Jackson. And what will that mean for the Ravens this offseason if they decide to part ways with either the head coach or the quarterback? So we'll get into that coming up as well. 888-808-1019, the telephone number. Just getting started on a Friday morning right here on The Fan.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200-plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
And the Knicks showed you yesterday, and they've continued to do this, there is still hope for the football teams. But it all starts this offseason, and we can't get there soon enough. Oh, my God, we can't get got to sit through. I really feel like we missed an opportunity here on The Fan. Now, look, I'm just here new, so I'm not somebody to be pointing out ways to improve things. But the promo we're running about the Giants and Raiders this week, it features highlights of the Giants, like, playing well. That's the last thing any Giant fan wants to hear right now. They should have made a version of that copy where it's all lowlights, big intercept, the interception dart through against the Broncos.
Russell wasn't throwing it away on fourth down.
Absolutely. Hitting the goalpost in that first, what was it, the first game of the season, that drive. Oh, my, that was disaster.
It was the Kansas City game.
And I was thinking for this week, you know, you ever see, like, in spring training, like, I'm trying to think of the way that the Giants can lose this game this week. And we'll get back to the Nick calls in a second, I promise. But I'm fascinated. I might be the only person.
They're going to win this week.
I know they are. So you have to figure out a way to lose. Come up with a plan. I don't care what the plan is. And I think I might have one. You ever see, like, at the end of spring training in baseball, where everybody's just kind of wanting to move on to the regular season, so they're just kind of goofing around, and a player will be tabbed the manager for the day, and he'll get to make the pitching changes? They should swap Kafka and Dart. Dart should be the head coach. Won't have to worry about any head injuries there, we would not think, unless he's, like, smacking himself on the head because the Giants are that inept. And then make Kafka was a quarterback not that long ago. Throw him in at quarterback.
Yeah, that might actually make them better.
No, I don't think it would. No. How old is Kafka? Kafka's got to be in his 40s by now. He's no Philip Rivers. Come on.
Yeah, but if he's not calling plays, that's automatically an upgrade.
That's true, but Jackson Dart has never called plays in his life. I don't think either.
Can't be worse than Kafka.
Nah, I don't know. Don't with the Giants, don't say that. Like with the Jets, don't say it can't get any worse. It can always get worse. There always can be a new rock bottom. But with the Giants and Jets have to look to, and this is more the fans, look at what the Knicks have done. It was not that long ago. That situation seemed like it was hopeless. The Knicks would never be good. And now here we are, almost midway through an NBA season, where the only acceptable end of the season, at the bare minimum, is if the Knicks get to the NBA Finals. That's the minimum of an acceptable season. And before this recent run, the Knicks were averaging 20 wins a year. So when we get to the end of the season and the Giants pick their head coach and hopefully pick their general manager, and the Jets go out and make the changes and they're going to have to find a quarterback, that's for sure. Maybe this can be the and it might not feel good in real time. Right? Like, I know there's not a lot of Giant fans who are excited about Mike McCarthy. I don't think there were a lot of Knicks fans who were excited about Leon Rose. How could you be? No track record of running an organization. He's just a former agent. Like, oh boy, here we go with the Knicks again. Why are they doing this? Just go out and hire somebody who's done the job before and knows what he's doing. And Leon Rose has been the perfect guy. The perfect guy. And as impressive as what the Knicks have done under Leon Rose, he has come into a situation that seemed hopeless. You know, if you take over an organization that's had some success here or there, that's one thing. To take over an organization was the picture of dysfunction before this guy got here. It's truly amazing what they've done. So I think that should provide you some hope that maybe, just maybe, the days are not as dark as possible. That maybe, just maybe, this is the time where the Giants are going to make the right move and the Jets are going to make the right move. Because it's getting to that point. The Jets have missed the playoffs now 15 straight years. The Knicks didn't even do that. And you'd have to be honest with yourself. I know that there was a lot of turnarounds in the NFL. One team's bad this year, the team's good the next year. Almost certainly it's going to be 16 years for the Jets. Like, you're just looking for some improvement. Just let's get to mediocre. Like, you have to get to mediocre before you get to good or great or contenders or anything like that. 888-808-1019. Let's go out to limo driver Ed. What's going on, Ed?
Hey. All right, brother. Well, guess what? My Jets haven't did nothing since 1969. You know, that's what I'm telling you. I'm not worried about the playoffs. I haven't seen a Super Bowl since my boy Joe Willie did it 1969. That's a very long time.
Very long.
I don't even want to hear about the organization. Now, another thing is, too, with the Knicks. What was the Knicks' point average last year compared to this year? You guys got them figures?
I don't have them off the top of my head. I am not ChatGPT. I can take a look at them and, you know.
When you get a chance, yeah. I want you guys to look at that and see that the Knicks are almost averaging 127 to 130. 125 to 127, I think it is. That's a big difference compared to when it had Tibbs. And like you said, is that guard would have never played on that team.
No, Kolek would never have played.
Right. He would have. He wouldn't have. But see, this is the difference. And the Knicks are more freely. And you got everybody contributing. I mean, you know, you can't beat it, man. And listen, the garden is happy. Everybody's doing well. And I think this year, like they said, is you got to take advantage of it. You know, a lot of other teams don't have Boston. A lot of teams don't have
this is their chance. Absolutely. And look, you look at how quickly sometimes windows open and close, right? Like this year, last year, this time, we were talking about how the Chiefs were unbeatable. They're going after a third straight Super Bowl. Oh, my God. And look at it now. It's completely different. The Lions, right, coming into the year. I know they're different sports, but sometimes those window of opportunities, they don't stay open as long as you think they're going to. So, yeah, it's imperative that the Knicks capitalize on this year. And, yeah, the coaching change has been a huge difference. Now, it has not resulted in a different win-loss record. As I said, it's only one more win this year than last year. But I think that the Knicks are approaching the regular season in the right way. They're experimenting with things. They're experimenting with lineups. They're giving guys a chance to see who deserves more run. And they're finding out things before the real season starts. And we all know the NBA regular season is not the real season. The real season in the NBA is the playoffs. So I think that they're doing exactly what they wanted to. And you take a look, it feels like every game somebody else can score 20 for the Knicks. It feels like every game somebody else can step up, and that's what the organization clearly thought at the end of last year. They looked at the roster and felt like the coach clearly was not getting the full results, the best results out of the current roster, and at least so far, again, it's 30 games. It doesn't matter at the end of the day if it doesn't come to fruition at the end of the season. But at least so far, this is the way the Knicks envisioned the plan, and the plan is working. How about that? 888-808-1019. Let's go out to Justin is in Florham Park. Justin, next up on the Fan.
Gordon, how are you, buddy?
I'm good,
Merry,
Justin.
Merry and Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Listen, as a diehard Bills fan, they did not go to the playoffs for 17 straight years.
Right.
And they drafted Josh Allen, and the rest is history. So, but here's the problem with the Jets, especially the Jets. They don't know how to develop quarterbacks, okay? So you can get Mendoza in here, or whoever. If they don't develop, it doesn't matter. Okay, the Patriots developed Drake May. Obviously, they got lucky with Brady. It was a seventh-round pick. But if you don't develop the quarterback, you're screwed. So they got to bring in the right guy to develop. And I don't know if Aaron Glenn's the right guy.
I would guess not. Justin, so far there's nothing that has shown you that he is the right guy.
Now, on to the positive, the Knicks. Mm-hmm. Gordon, I'm loving what I'm seeing. I mean, thank God they're giving this kid Kolek a run. But here's my question. Do you think this might push them to push Deuce out and, like, you know, get maybe – I would love to get DiVincenzo back here. Do you think that's an option that maybe Rose is looking to maybe possibly trade one of those guys? Because I'm telling you, Kolek looks like he was when he was at Marquette. He's killing it right now.
Yep.
We don't need a point guard now. And listen, McBride, I like McBride, but he just, for some reason, sometimes could be erratic. I would love to get DiVincenzo back here just to reunite everybody from Villanova, and he plays a little bit better defense than Deuce does. So.
Yeah. Look, I think that those are the type of moves you're going to be talking about when we get closer to the trade deadline. I think the trade deadline is February 5th or 6th, somewhere around there. I'm sure those conversations are going to pop up, and it wouldn't surprise me right now. Look, Deuce is out right now, so this is why Kolek's getting a little bit more run. But this is the time to find out about those things. So it's very possible that those are the kind of moves that you're talking about if you're the Knicks. It's not massive changes, clearly. It's not a Giannis trade like that was floated about a month ago or so. It's those more minor moves. But, you know, like the nice thing about the Knicks, and look, we're all going to have opinions because we're sports fans, we're Knicks fans. It's nice to have an organization where they've earned the benefit of the doubt. So let's say that the Knicks go out and make a trade, and especially this is true with Leon Rose. When the trades that they've made along the way, generally the guys are better versions of themselves here than they were before they got here. Like Jalen Brunson is a better version of himself here than before he got here. Josh Hart is a better version of himself here than before he got here. So if they go out and make a trade where, I don't even know the name to throw out, but they go out and make a deal where they move off Deuce McBride and Knicks fans aren't happy about one of their guys getting traded and they bring back something that might not look that great, I think you have to give them the benefit of the doubt because they have earned that and they have a better read on the situation. And that's great to be able to root for an organization that approaches things that way.
What's crazy about the Knicks is maybe 2 weeks ago we were talking about trading for guard depth, whether it was Jose right. Alvarado, Dante mm-hmm. DiVincenzo. Now you look at it almost flipped. It's like, okay, we have all these guards. Shamit's going to come back. If they decide to hold on to Deuce, he's going to come back. And it's more, do you look for a guy who could be kind of a stretch four and maybe be Towns insurance for when he does get out of the game with two fouls early in the first mm-hmm. quarter, like something like that. It's totally flipped.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be fascinating to watch. I don't know. Is there a read right now for how active the trade market is going to be? It feels like usually every year in the NBA, at come trade deadline, there are a lot of deals.
There are a lot, but remember the last 2 years with the second apron, it's now harder to make deals than ever. So it's going to be different this year. The salaries have to match perfectly, whereas in the past, you have trade exceptions, you mm-hmm. go a little bit over, things like that. Now you don't have as much wiggle room, so it's going to be very difficult for the Knicks to make a trade. But yes, I do expect it to still be active.
I also kind of wonder, because with Leon Rose, you know that he has a short-term vision, but also a long-term vision. And I don't want to see the Knicks trade for Giannis this season. I want to see this group go out, and let's see what the end of this story is before we start thinking about massive changes or big trades. But anything you trade away this trade deadline impacts what you can trade away down the road. And I do think, at some point, I do believe that Giannis is going to be a Knick. And well, I do think that is part of their plan. I just don't want to see it this year. Let me see what happens with this group this year.
Well, how quickly do they pull the plug on this? If this doesn't work this year with Towns, do you think they pull the plug on it after 1 year?
I don't know, but one year with Mike Brown. I don't know that. I'd have to see how the story ends. Is it because Towns just can't defend and having two guys that can't defend at their most important positions? I'd have to see how that goes. How close do they get to winning an NBA title? But I do think that at some point, Giannis is going to be a Knick. And if you trade anything away...
2 years, right?
What's
so
that?
He's a free agent, what, in 2 years now?
Yeah.
So he could be a Knick in 2 years.
Yeah. I don't know that that's necessarily... I think that they're going to make a... If they get to the end of this season and he's still on the Bucks and the Knicks don't win a title...
Isn't that Melo all over again? Trading for a guy who's about to be a free agent?
That's why I don't like going the old route. That's the old route to me. We're just a superstar away. But I would have to say, like, if we get to the end of this season and the Knicks don't fire for whatever reason... To me, that's at least a fair, because in the NBA, generally, you need superstars. And I think Jalen Brunson clearly now is a superstar. Karl-Anthony Towns is not a superstar to me. There's no other person on the Knicks. Even while they have a great roster and they have guys who do specific things really, really well, if you get to the end of this season and you don't get to an NBA Finals, I do think that you go superstar hunting again, especially for a guy who's at least said, I don't know if he said it publicly or not, but the reports are all that he wants to go to the Knicks. I think that that's a very good possibility. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get into that story about the Baltimore Ravens and how it could impact both the Jets and the Giants. But right now, time for an Odyssey Sports Minute. Here's Jody Mack.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
And I don't know if anybody else saw this story in the Baltimore Sun. I think it's by Mike Preston, talking about how the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, and John Harbaugh, not all on the same page, which not really that surprising. I mean, let's lay it out right now. The Ravens are having a disastrous season. The Ravens season this year is basically the Bills season this year, right? The Chiefs are not part of the equation. This is your chance to get to the playoffs. And as disappointing as the Bills season may have been, they're going to be in the playoffs. The Ravens do not appear like they will be. So in his column, he talked about how Lamar Jackson's performance and reliability have become a concern for the Ravens. He claims that John Harbaugh has become tired of Jackson, implying the relationship between the head coach and star quarterback may be strained after years of success together. The piece also hits on Jackson's controversial habits, that he's fallen asleep during team meetings, and pointing out that he has stayed up late playing video games, and that that's the reason for him falling asleep during meetings, and that the team has adjusted its practice schedule to accommodate Jackson, and that the special treatment is kind of causing some internal tension. He also floated that the Ravens should explore trade options for Jackson this offseason, and it seems like that could be a possibility, even though his contract is like outrageous. I think he's making $74 million or something outrageous this offseason. But look, is it possible after the Ravens have been together for a while, have never been able to get over the hump, and now this year certainly appears like they're going to miss the playoffs altogether, is it possible they make a change? I think absolutely. Now, I would not point to Lamar Jackson being the change. I would think if anybody is good, usually organizations hold on to franchise quarterbacks like grim death, man. They're not letting go of those guys for any reason whatsoever, unless it's just such a problem behind the scenes that they feel like this is the pivot point. But I would think if the two options are quarterback, head coach, the head coach is going to be in much more trouble. Maybe that's why this are. To me, the article is fascinating from the point of view of who is feeding this information. Clearly, it's not Lamar Jackson. But it's odd that a reporter who covers the team would be this vocal in criticizing the quarterback while he's still on the team that he covers. Now, if Lamar Jackson had been traded, that would make a little bit more sense, right? You don't have to deal with them anymore. But to put all this out there is kind of puzzling to me. But I would think that that's more of a bad sign for John Harbaugh than it would be for Lamar Jackson. Now, if Harbaugh is going to be out in Baltimore, which we kind of talked about before, is that a guy the Giants should be interested in? Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Coach who has done it before and has been successful as a head coach. Those are the two priorities because you can't trust the Giants' judgment. The Giants could go out and get the greatest offensive whiz kid that has ever existed. Would you trust their judgment of bringing that guy in here? No. You have to go out and get somebody who has done it before and has had success. Have to. And again, I would tie this back into the Knicks. When the Knicks went out and hired a coach, did he have the highest ceiling, Tibbs? Clearly not. But walking in the door day one, he was going to hit the ground running and instilling a foundation of an expectation that the bad old days are over and we're now going to be at least functional. That's the role model that the Giants should be following. So would John Harbaugh be on the list? Absolutely. To me, would he be the number one candidate? No. Of the people that I know that are available right now, to me, Mike McCarthy would still be the number one guy. I want an offensive guy if I can have it. I want somebody who's had success. The fact he's had success in multiple locations means that he would almost certainly be able to come here and have some success. Does he have a ceiling where maybe you're not reaching a Super Bowl? Yeah, that's possible. In 5 years, after some disappointing playoff performance, might you have to change your head? It's possible. But let's at least get the first step going here. Let's get a little success going here before we start worrying about Super Bowls or not. 888-808-1019 is the telephone number, 888-808-1019. And look, the Ravens are a good organization. They're no dummies. If they do move off John Harbaugh, not that this would be a deal breaker, but you're probably going to have to give up some compensation along the way. I don't know if that's a second day pick. I don't know what kind of pick that would be. It certainly would not be the number one pick overall, but you might have to trade some compensation to get the head coach. At the end of the day, you got to get the right guy. But to me, as I've said before, make the case for who's better of the people that we know right now. Give me the case for why that guy would be better than Mike McCarthy, who I can go out and hire right away. And I think McCarthy also does another thing. He's stable. He's not sexy, but he's stable. The Giants are they are desperate for stable at this point. They are desperate for somebody who's going to take this job and have some success over the next 4 years, even if that success is not another Super Bowl title. 888-808-1019. Let's go out to the phones. Let's go out to James is in Jersey. James, next up on the Fan.
Oh, yeah, Jason O'Dalton. Thanks for taking my call. I'll tell you, I've never heard, and I'm 70, so I've been listening to the Fan from day one, so much talk about, like, so many teams that play in the New York area, and all we talk about is like draft picks, which I think in some ways is very, very interesting talk because when we look at the problems that like the Jets, the Giants are having, on the other hand, the Knicks, they seem to have really cleaned things up, but we used to talk about them like back after the 99 season, how they didn't really know what they were doing, and then all of a sudden they settle things out and they know what they're doing, but it's hard to understand with the Giants. A lot of ways now, maybe you'll find this interesting, how they're almost acting a little bit like the Jets, which is
kind of absolutely,
bad, which is hard to believe. But then on the other hand, I mean, here we were, they were in Pittsburgh, and I was looking up to the end of the field, photographing that game at Pittsburgh. It was like 20-0. And since that loss to Pittsburgh, they've sort of almost been like frozen in time. I mean, Rex Ryan, to his credit, now some people didn't really care for him, but at least he took the team to two championship games. I mean, they may have lost, but the way things are going now, well, they haven't even made the playoffs. Now, the Giants, on the other hand, it seems like, unfortunately, a team that's historically been an unbelievable team. I mean, you go back to the 50s. I mean, they're a bedrock of the NFL. But now with Nara not really being in the best of health, and we don't know how long he's been sick. It might not be like he's only been sick for like a few months. It seems that the team now doesn't really have true leadership and ownership, which is very sad because they're always a great franchise. But now we're talking about draft picks, and listening to you, I don't think you have much confidence in who they're going to pick, and also with coaching on both teams, which is hard, almost hard to believe that these two teams really don't have leadership, not only at the coaching level, but even at the ownership level. And Woody Johnson, unfortunately, it seems like, as an owner, I don't know if he's really a bad guy, but he doesn't have a lot of people around him. And maybe even now Mara doesn't. And I've always felt that Woody Johnson, as an owner, owners don't really like him because where he came from. I mean, I think that's another discussion that maybe we could talk about on The Fan forever, because you do have to be in the clique. The Giants, they were always in the clique as far as ownership goes. But now it seems like, well, the Jets, Woody Johnson is definitely not in that inner circle like with the teams that kind of always like dealing with the Giants. From a perspective of you know, you're a bedrock team, and now Woody Johnson, and we came from his company, and
yeah,
sort of.
I think that doesn't really matter. I think you just have to hire the right people. The Jets have had success with Woody. I mean, you brought it up yourself. They went to championship games with Woody as the owner. So it's possible. It can be done, but you got to hire the right people, and they've not done a good job of that. Now I don't know how they can get it so wrong, and. The reason why I might not have confidence in terms of the Giants and their draft picks, I don't know who's going to be making those picks. I can tell you one thing. If it's Joe Shane, yeah, I don't have a lot of confidence in those picks because I've seen how the other picks have gone. I'm a show-me guy. If you show me some evidence, I'm willing to believe you. But over the last 4 years, especially given the way this year's gone, I don't have a whole lot of faith in Joe Shane. That's for sure. 888-808-1019, the telephone number, 888-808-1019. Coming up, we'll get more of your phone calls on the Giants. We'll hit on why the Ravens situation might also be good for the Jets. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.